International presentation. Patrick Johnson in Gun for Henry. Well, Harold, how are you today?
I'm fine, sir.
That's good. Harold. Harold.
Sir?
I'm afraid to tell you that Margaret, she's dead.
Sir?
Margaret's dead. Harold, I didn't want to break it to you this way.
Sir, I feel something. Something happening to me.
What's wrong?
No,
What's wrong?
My face is wrinkled in the mirror.
My God! Executive producer Patrick Johnson. Produced by Brian Williams. Created by Christian Daugherty. Written by John Hudson. Tape play by Lawrence Howard Hughes. Directed by John Phillips.
Surface around here. I'd like a glass of 22 Burgundy, if you don't mind.
Sorry, sir. I prefer the 23 myself.
Just came in out of the room.
Thank you very much. Now to business. Father, what is my next job?
As all jobs are, we've received reports of a plague devastating the city. Your job? Find the contaminating agent and eliminate it.
Eliminate it?
Quite.
It shall be hard. Do I have any place to start?
Yes. One of your friends, Mr. Harold Maxwell, I believe. 484 Tottenham Court Road. Was killed today in a peculiar circumstance. Its immunity aged very rapidly upon hearing news of his wife Margaret's death. You can start from there.
All right. And shall I keep in touch with you or not? You know the rules and regulations.
Yes, I should hope I do, Henry. Goodbye.
Goodbye. My name is Cirillo, Henry Cirillo. I've come to inquire about the death of Harold Maxwell. There's not much I can tell, really. I mean, Mr. Maxwell, he was such a kind person, you know. Then I was started up about his wife's death, and he just stood there and He grew old in front of my face. May I say, Mr. Cirillo, that it was absolutely horrible. I could not bear to look at him. His eyes, they turned bloodshot and cold. His hands, they turned clammy. And they were wet. Wet with the old perspiration that old people get. His nose started turning crinkly. Please stop with the description. His eyes, they began to melt. His hair began to turn white. Mr. Cirillo, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Get hold of yourself, man. Get hold of yourself. I'm sorry. I've got to tell you something. I've got to tell you something about how he died. It's this, Mr. Cirelli. It looks like he died of natural causes. But how can a man age so fast? So fast! In just a couple of minutes. Mr. Cirelli, I don't know what to do. Mr. Cirelli, what's happening to you? Did you know the late Howard Maxwell?
Very well. He was my nephew.
And did you know his companion? The one who just died recently?
Fairly well. He was in an acting company, I think. I disapprove of him, young whippersnapper, running around with...
Look, we don't have any time to waste now. You know there's a deadly plague that's covered the city. All the city hasn't been warned yet because, you know, if this got out, the whole city would be in a panic. Now, you just have to tell me. When you were in Mexico, I found this out from my reliable sources. When you were in Mexico, did you bring back anything that might have carried some of this disease? It's so rare, this disease. Wait a moment.
A deadly plague, sir? What would kill my nephew?
Let me see your hand. Rector.
Of course. Rector.
So how is the disease carried in the city? Speak, you swine.
Let me begin, sir. This hand, sir. Is a robot hand. It's not flesh, but steel. It's capable of shedding just as well as the finest smith and Wesson automatic. Terrible swine. Sending
out of the
get on my nerves, sir. Most of you. It was actually an accident that caused the untimely demise of my nephew and his friend. By accident, his watch was contaminated. Does say they died.
The disease was carried on the watch and they had it.
True. Yes, you doddering fool. And you follow the simplest chain of logic without fouling up. Actually, the real bacteriological warfare is scheduled to begin in about 42 minutes. A bomb is set to go off in the middle of London, a bacteriological crystal bomb.
I take it that you have the antidote.
Should I tell you, sir? Of
course you do. One else you will be affected by it.
Don't worry, sir. I'm in no danger. What's in your pocket? Is that a silver watch chain in your pocket, sir?
Yes.
It's... My God! It's Harold's watch! This is... Do you realize it?
Scientists found it.
One moment, Henry. Let's check. Doctor?
Yes?
Is there any word on the antidote?
Yes, sir. No progress so far.
What? Is there an end in sight?
We have one possible avenue of research, but it's not very promising, sir. It's best we can hope for an immediate success.
Somebody's gonna find it! Tom! Tom, you fool!
The life of my best agent is at stake. You'd better find that antidote, Doctor. You'd better find
it. Goddamn, Rector! I'll pay for this!
You're fired.
Rector agents coming in! Orange alert! Of the British Parliament. An ACD International presentation. ACD International distribution.